KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have a partly cloudy sky. It's 76 degrees. And we look for it to be partly cloudy to cloudy today with a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms, a high around 83. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you this hour by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Call 641-745-5253. In Southwest Iowa news, police in Red Oak report this morning that two people were arrested on felony burglary charges Monday afternoon. 35-year-old Kyle Anthony Ziegler and 43-year-old Amy Pearl Hunter, both of Red Oak, were taken into custody just before 2 p.m. on a Class C felony charge each of burglary in the second degree. They were arrested in the area of East Hammond Street and brought to Montgomery County Jail, where Ziegler and Hunter were being held on $10,000 bond each. Officials in Union County report Union County Communications will be holding a public forum tomorrow night at 6 o'clock at 705 East Taylor Street in Creston, which is the Union County Emergency Management Agency. And that meeting is the purpose of discussing with the public a proposed radio system upgrade for public safety. Some presentations include audio examples of the current radio system's issues and a presentation by Raycom, along with a question and answer session with first responders in Union County about their issues and future needs with the radio system. The public is invited to attend the event to learn more about it. You can also learn more on Facebook, the link under which is under the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. And that Union County Communications Public Forum number 2 will be Facebook Live as well. You can find out more about that under their page. Everyone is welcome to attend, as I mentioned. Sheriff's officials in Pottawatomie County report the arrest of a Griswold woman Friday evening. 26-year-old Destiny Jo Fuller was arrested following a traffic stop for driving while barred. Her bond was set at $2,000. Late Friday night, a transient 32-year-old Miguel Angel Aguirre Esparza was charged with simple assault in connection with an incident at the Pott County Jail, where Aguirre Esparza and another inmate, a man from Council Bluffs, had a verbal disturbance, and Esparza allegedly shoved the other man with his hands. His bond was set at $300. A call to assist a motorist on Interstate 80 late Friday night in Pottawatomie County resulted in the arrest of a woman on drug charges. A deputy was dispatched to mile marker 34 of I-80 eastbound at around 11:30 p.m. and ended up arresting 19-year-old Bree Nicole Souter of Avoca for possession of a controlled substance and possession of drug paraphernalia. Inside her vehicle, they found a 21.6-gram bag of marijuana and drug paraphernalia that included marijuana pipes and a grinder. And 25-year-old Austin Charles Harmon of Crescent was arrested Saturday afternoon on charges that include possession of a concealed weapon, a 10-inch black knife, possession of a controlled substance, just under a gram of methamphetamine, unlawful possession of a prescription drug, which included 294 unidentified grain pills and 36 buprenorphine pills, and that's an opioid medication used to treat opioid addiction. Also, he was arrested for possession of drug paraphernalia for having a needle, a scale, and two containers with residue inside his vehicle. Sheriff's officials in Montgomery County said yesterday a man from Ringgold County was arrested Sunday night on a drug charge. 25-year-old Mark Donald Cooley of Mount Air was taken into custody at around 9:15 p.m. on a charge of possession of marijuana. Cooley was being held in Montgomery County Jail on a $1,000 cash bond. The Page County Sheriff Lyle Palmer said yesterday that a search warrant executed late Sunday night by deputies at 409 Lincoln Street in Coyne resulted in the arrest of a man on drug charges. The search warrant and charges were part of an ongoing investigation into illegal substances. 44-year-old Jason Ludwig Reintz of Coyne was arrested for tax payment required for possession, a Class D felony, possession of drug paraphernalia, manufacturing a controlled substance, marijuana, a Class D felony, possession of a controlled substance, methamphetamine, and unlawful possession of a prescription drug or device. Reintz was transported to the Page County Jail and held on $12,300 bond, pending an appearance before the magistrate. Mills County Sheriff's Office Monday said five arrests had taken place over the past few days. 20-year-old Jared Douglas Widener of Council Bluffs was arrested for OWI second offense and striking fixtures upon a highway following an accident Saturday evening at 195th Street and Highway 34. Officials say Widener was driving a 2008 Nissan Altima that was reported to be erratic and hit a sign. Widener continued north on 195th and was located by deputies on 195th and Alice Road. The vehicle had damage to its windshield and roof. Bond for Widener was set at $3,000. Also arrested Saturday was 21-year-old Dylan Seth Harris of Malvern, who was charged with OWI first offense, and 25-year-old Joshua Blake Anderson of Glenwood was arrested Saturday for possession of a controlled substance. Friday afternoon, 27-year-old Jamie Rena Miner of Red Oak was arrested for driving while revoked and failure to provide proof of insurance. 23-year-old Brandon James Worcester of Omaha was arrested Sunday night for possession of a controlled substance and concealed weapon. In other news, a Native American tribe is still planning to open a casino on the Iowa-Nebraska border despite a pending legal challenge from both states. The Ponca Tribe of Nebraska announced Monday that the newly named Prairie Flower Casino will open in late October on tribal land in Carter Lake. The project's first phase will include 9,500 square feet of space, 200 slot-style games, and a full-service bar and snack bar. Officials from Iowa State Government and Council Bluffs are suing federal officials who approved the project in hopes of stopping the casino. They say the new casino would compete with the state-licensed casinos in Council Bluffs that generate millions of dollars in taxes and charitable contributions. Nebraska joined the lawsuit because Carter Lake directly borders the state. Nebraska's constitution bans casino gambling. Time is running out for you to file nomination papers to run in the November general election here in Cass County. The deadline is 5 p.m. Wednesday. Cass County Deputy Auditor Sherry Carnes yesterday provided an updated list of the candidates and positions still open. Edna Township Clerk, there's a Travis Erickson. He's an incumbent, and there's a one seat open there. Edna Township Trustee, there's two positions open there. And both incumbents Kevin Stender and Patrick Erickson have filed their nomination papers. Union Township Clerk, there's one opening, and incumbent Cheryl Christensen has filed for that seat. Union County Trustee, Township Trustee, there are two seats open. Daryl Schreier, an incumbent, is one of the candidates, and there is no second candidate for that seat. Ag Extension Council, there are five seats open and five candidates running. That include incumbents Christy Plegman, Chad Becker, Todd Webler, also David York and Jeb Peck. County Attorney, County Recorder, and County Treasurer all have one vacancy, obviously, and they have candidates that are all Republicans and are all incumbents, including County Attorney Michael Hooper, County Recorder Mary Ward, and County Treasurer Tracy J. Marshall. Hospital Board in Northeast District, Julie Pollack, the incumbent there, is running for that one seat, and Roger Herring, an incumbent, is running for the Hospital Board Northwest District. At the Soil and Water Conservation, there are two seats open there. Incumbent Greg Zellmer has filed, and no other candidate is currently filed for that position as of last report. Board of Supervisors, District 2, one seat open there, of course, and Mark T. O'Brien, who won in the primary, is the candidate for that seat. Also, the Board of Supervisors, District 3, John Hartkoff, a Republican, and Dana Halder, who was nominated by petition, are the candidates who will be on that particular ballot come November. A spokesperson for Joni Ernst announced last night that the senator and her husband are in the process of divorcing. Liz Bowman said in an email Monday that Ernst and her husband, Gail, remain committed to their children and their family and asked for respect and privacy during this difficult time. The couple were married in 1992 and they have one daughter together. Gail Ernst has two daughters from a previous marriage. Joni Ernst was elected to the U.S. Senate in 2014 after serving 4 years in the Iowa Senate. She's 48 years old, and during the 2014 campaign, Gail Ernst drew fire for his social media posts, including one calling then-Secretary of State Hillary Clinton a lying hag. He quickly took down the post and apologized. Joni Ernst said she was appalled by his remarks. The news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Call 641-745-5253. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.